I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm an executive job search coach and the head coach of JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And welcome to episode 637 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Yeah, as I say on the show, body language is not going to get you hired. You need to have certain knowledge and skills in order to be hired. But the wrong body language can sure turn people off. So I talk with you today about a couple of mistakes people make when using body language. I also want to mention that I originally did this as a video, and where I talk about look to hear or look to hear, I'm pointing to just to the outside of someone's face, so the right side of their face or to the left of their face. So just wanted to explain that because, again, it was done as a video and I illustrated it. But for now, let's just simply say we're going to get going. Body language is often misunderstood by job hunters who think this is a way to hypnotize people into hiring them for jobs that they're not qualified for. Follow the pen. You're getting drowsier and drowsier. Anyway, you get the idea. It doesn't work that way. The way it works is your behavior is either congruent and emphasizing the points that you're trying to make or incongruent. And, you know, as a result, you turn off people. I'm using two, exaggerations. The first one is congruent. The second one is incongruent because I'm speaking very calmly, yet flailing my arms. You get the idea. So I wanted to highlight a couple of these behaviors that you just need to be aware of. So this way, you don't shoot yourself in the foot and hurt your candidacy, right? So the first one is fidgeting. Have you ever talked to someone who's just bouncing around? And they're just all over the place and they're just driving you crazy, by fidgeting all the time? No, stop. So fidgeting is a turnoff. Don't do it. If you're feeling nervous, better to use your hands, and we're going to get to that in a second, hands to emphasize points, but never block your face, okay? Next thing involves what's called in the business is pointing or chopping. It's hard demonstrative gestures that really wind up exaggerating what you're saying versus, I'm going to use it myself because I happen to speak with my hands at times, versus emphasizing things. Never go across your face, under any circumstances. Never should your hands frame your face. The very few circumstances, and most of you wouldn't be comfortable executing on that. So I'll just simply say, keep it down around here if you're going to use your hands to emphasize points. But don't do the strong, exaggerated kinds of things that looks too aggressive. Your posture needs to appear confident. So rather than sitting in the chair, hunched over, and don't click off. Seriously, stay with me a while longer, because if you do, it's the kind of thing that you're going to miss a point that makes sense. Instead of slumping over in the chair and, kind of looking bored and disinterested, or the reverse, appearing too cocky and just kind of, looking as though, you don't have a care in the world and the person who's talking to you is an idiot. Just be aware of your posture, because both extremes can be costly. You don't want to break eye contact and just kind of talk every which way. And if the person is profoundly ugly, as I've said in another video, talk to hear, but you want to appear as though you're maintaining eye contact. And this is the stipulation: without looking like you're staring. People who stare appear like they're crazy. No one wants to hire a crazy person who's staring at them, the one who doesn't look like they're ever going to blink. Behaviors to avoid. Last one I'm going to bring up is the arms folded. More often than not, it's done by individuals who are appearing, and this is the perception, closed or withdrawn, or if you're overweight and it's kind of hard to sit in the chair, there tends to be the tendency to fold arms in front of you. So rather than do that, again, just keep your hands in front of you, to the side, framing your body. That'll go a long way toward avoiding being misunderstood. Again, being hired isn't because you've done this. You need to have the skills to do the job and create trust and rapport with the interviewer that you're the solution to what they're looking for. But if your behavior is a turnoff, no way you're getting the job. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.